שלום, אנחנו בשיעור בנושא
Hello, we are in a lesson on the topic of bestowing contentment upon the Creator. We're going to read added excerpts to the morning lesson. They were added to the 26th of January material lesson for the material. You can watch the lesson on cab.tv and ask questions there. We'll begin with excerpt number 2 from Zohar Ketzave. There is no light except the one that emerges from the darkness. Because when that side surrenders, the Creator rises up and His glory grows. And there's no work of the Creator except out of the darkness. And there's no good except out of the bad. And when a person goes into the bad way and leaves it, the Creator rises with his in his glory. Hence, the perfection of everything is good and bad together, and to later depart to the good. And there is no good except for that which comes out of the bad. And in that good, the glory of the Creator increases. And this is complete work. Again. There is no light except for that which comes out of the darkness. This is so because when that side surrenders, the Creator rises above and His glory grows. Also, the work of the Creator is only out of darkness. And there is no good except from within the bad. And when one enters the bad, a bad way and leaves it, the Creator rises in His glory. Hence, the perfection of everything is good and bad together, and later to depart to the good. And there is no good except for that which comes out of the bad. And in that good, the glory of the Creator increases. And this is complete work.
This is something that we must not forget. This should be a view that constantly resides in the group, in the worldwide Bnei Baruch group, in everyone. That even though there are descents, they're all in order to later on build ascents on top of them. It cannot be any other way. The Creator created evil in order to be revealed on top of the evil. There is no other way for Him to reveal Himself to the created beings. Therefore, the advantage of light over darkness. So the darkness gives the advantage to the light, and if not for the darkness being revealed in all of its very unpleasant forms, this specifically is to the extent that the darkness is revealed, only to that extent we can attain the light, the Creator, the Vekut, adhesion, spirituality. Therefore, one who doesn't love, doesn't appreciate the darkness, is not in complete work. He does not understand, does not agree with the fact that he is a created being, because the created being cannot attain the light itself. That's the Creator. But a feeling can be in the created being only out of something and its opposite. Therefore, the attainment of the darkness is more important than the attainment of the light, because it determines the degree and the character of the light that is achieved, attained. So each time as we enter the darkness, we need to remain in the importance of the darkness. That is the work, the importance of the darkness versus the light that later on will be revealed. So we have to respect the darkness in a way that later on it will give us attainment of the light. And therefore, the society should be built in such a way that it helps each and every one determine the right attitude to darkness, to descents, to states that a person goes through when he feels that he has no power, no desire, his head is disconnected, he's confused, or in general he is completely disoriented. You cannot imagine what states you have ahead of you. You don't yet know what it's like when a person has no idea where he is and whether he even exists. He seemingly loses his mind, loses his emotion, even the corporeal one. And he goes through states where he doesn't know what will happen to him in a minute. And here there has to be support by the society, that it is built in such a way that each and every person has what to rely on. He feels that he's being supported, he's held. It's like a child who just grabs onto the mother and that's it, that's a safe place. Whatever happens, he is in the right place. And he just grabs onto her, he attaches to her. This is how we need to be. And if the group doesn't care to have such a general atmosphere where all the states of darkness that we go through are only in order to later on invert them to light, darkness shall shine as light, then this group is not worthy of advancement. It will not attain, it will not go through all of these things. The tearing of the Red Sea, and all of the problems of the reception of the Torah, the problems in the desert, it won't be able to hold on. Rather, if specifically there is concern in it for the general maintenance of the system, that it will give each and every one a feeling that this is a mother that you can cling to and grab hold of like a baby and advance this way through the states of darkness, of helplessness. If there is no such feeling in the group, we will not be able to advance. And therefore, we should think about it really well. And it's not that each one is as it is until now in his own individual states. There is no such thing, individual states. We belong to the group. We need to feel how we're going through collective states. Collective states means not that everyone is either in an ascent or a descent, but that we're constantly concerned that both in the ascent as well as the descent, in all of the specific individual state, everyone should feel that they have an anchor, that they have the center of the group where they are all together holding on, and this is what is keeping them. And not that there is some kind of leaps from descents to ascents and all kinds of things, and a person has no idea where he is, and he just feels himself alone. He feels himself alone. When does he feel himself with everyone? Maybe sitting with them in a meal, hardly. We have to build this feeling of the group that is giving support to each and every one. The fact that people leave, it is because in the group we don't have that feeling that it is like a ship sailing. There are ups and downs and there are changes along the way, but nevertheless, the group goes through everything. And we don't have such a feeling still that I have what to grip on, that I'm safe, that whenever necessary I'm on the hands of the friends, they're holding me, I need to invest and hold them. We don't have that yet. Therefore, our progress is minuscule relative to the conditions that we are getting from above. Therefore, start using the darkness and the light in such a way that it will promote us, truly advance us. And that's possible only if we have a shared, common spiritual center that we build there we establish our support for all of the friends so that they will feel through all the states, in darkness as well as in light, that they will hold on to it, that they will feel that there is a concern in the group for each and every one. What?
How does the individual in a society build such an atmosphere that of concern?
He cares for the others. Cares for the others without having all kinds of committees and all kinds of people in charge. No such thing. Everyone is in charge. Each one. All of these people in charge, I hate them. I can't stand them. You just throw it on someone, that's it. Now I'm rid of it. No. Each and every one must be concerned that in the group there would be this common anchor, common center, and that each one would be able to feel that he belongs to it and they support him. I can't fall, but only on the hands of the friends. Without that, we will not advance. We won't be able to attach the darkness to the light. We won't be able to. There would be two states that are unrelated, one time a fall, one time a rising, one time a descent, one time an ascent, but because we can combine them together in the group. Still, these are changes of states, are not spiritual descents and ascents. Yes.
And if I don't have this constant concern in my heart,
then you're not in the group. Then you're not advancing, not sailing. Yes.
But I don't have the concern, so where do I, how do I awaken this constant concern?
Oh, think. Write down on your phone or somewhere, wherever you look each and every moment on your phone, it should be there before you, what you need to think about. Yes, Danny.
In the states you described before, we learned that a person has to bring high spirits to the mood, not despair and fears.
Did I say that he needs to bring them fear and despair?
You talked about personal states that a person goes through.
And did I say bring them to the group?
So what is he supposed to do?
I said the opposite. The group has to give the person in each and every state that he's in, that these states, we go through them, and he has to attach the darkness to the light and also the light to the darkness.
And what is a person who feels that way supposed to do?
He should receive forces from the society, from the group, but he needs to have someone to receive forces from.
So is he supposed to turn to them or not?
He should feel that it's there, that it's dwelling in the group. Turn to whom? To some committee?
No, he could ask his 10, help me, support me, I'm desperate, I'm lost, I'm detached.
That he can do, but it's preferable that it would be ready for him in advance.
Can it be a static state, sort of?
Of course, the concern should be permanent, constantly rising more and more according to how much the group is growing stronger. But it needs to be permanent. It has to always exist. The concern for the well-being of the society that is constantly advancing and adding all the seemingly bad states to the seemingly good states, because the advantage of light is out of darkness, or the darkness is more important than the light. There's no such thing. They both build the sensation. They're both equal. When the Creator creates darkness, He creates it out of His light, truly in the opposite form, so that we as created beings will comprise the two of them. Then we will be able to feel through the status between them, let's say, we will be able to start to perceive the upper reality. Otherwise, we will be devoid of sensation. That's clear, right? What?
Rav, when a person who falls, when a person falls now, he feels alone. If we connect How do we feel that we are,
if we connect and between us there is this constant feeling, constant, that both the descents as well as the ascents are equal in their importance? And it's not that now I'm just thrown away and I feel that I'm dead, I don't care about anything, I leave the group, I don't come to the lesson. Later on, it's the opposite. I get an ascent, and then it's not at my account. It's simply the Creator who's replacing my states. So, what is that, my state of ascent? Did I make this ascent? Did I rise? No, the Creator just replaced my state. He's giving me an opportunity to prepare myself for the true replacement of states. And that replacement, that change, can only occur by me turning, me demanding, me praying. And that can be only with support from the group.
But now, a person feels that it's personal. If there's a descent,
so if it's personal, keep it personal, but just realize that personal does not exist in spirituality.
The question is, how do I come to feel that it's not personal? How do I come to feel that it's
Don't wait for the feeling. The feeling won't come. Don't wait for a feeling. You need to make it, to do it. Then you will have the right feeling. But I don't feel that I belong to the group or belong to the Creator or that I'm disconnected from Him. I feel bad. I feel good. Do you want to advance towards the truth? Then you need to build a kli in which you will feel the truth. This is what it's about. If you only work out of sensation, you can stay at home. You will not reach anything.
So, how do you progress if it's not this feeling?
You need to build with the friends. Build with the, I understand your question, you're asking correctly, but you need to build with the friends. You need to have a support that is guaranteed, so that if you enter darkness, you realize what this darkness is for. And in the meantime, we don't feel that. This is the situation that I'm talking about. During the descent, you need to feel that the society, the group, is with you. If you don't have that, you don't have a society, then you don't come out of this darkness in the right way. The Creator just replaces your states. That's it. But by that, you don't really advance. If you build a society, a group, that will help you to take part by yourself in emerging from the darkness to the light, then that ascent is at your account. But if the Creator does it for you, it's not on your account. You didn't gain it, you didn't do it. That's clear. So we need two things here. One is to remember to truly write down really well that all of the descents are necessary for ascent, and there cannot be an ascent except if it is on top of a descent. And the deeper the descent, truly deep, it all depends on how much a person has prepared the following ascent. If he has support, then he will do it quickly. It's not necessarily that any situation where a person ascends from his bad state, where he's disconnected from the Creator, not necessarily this whole ascent is really considered an ascent. It could be an ascent just in what one feels, but not according to reality, not according to the values that a person ascribes to his situation.
No.
Well?
In your answer to Terence, you said you have to understand what is the darkness for. So what is it for?
In order to add it to the light. There cannot be one without the other.
What do we gain by this, from the process?
We gain adhesion with the Creator, who does this as well as that, and I need to be adhered to Him in this as well as in that. Well, yes?
Can the ten determine that the friend is detached, that he's in a descent and start acting?
The ten doesn't need to do that. The ten needs to give a general feeling in the ten that it will provide each and every one with support, general support. Then each one accordingly can use it.
But he doesn't always understand that this is his situation.
That's already his business. It's not the business of the society. We keep the general spirit in society. As Rabash writes, the general spirit in society should be an uplifted spirit, confidence, all kinds of such things. And there shouldn't be just artificial, because that doesn't work. It just confuses everyone. Rather, as much as possible, we want to establish this general feeling in the ship that's sailing, confidence, etc. Right? So it's clear what you need to do. And if you don't do it, I can't see that the descent would truly also become a sense, as like in a current rectifier, that the minus turns into plus. I don't see that. I don't see it happening. Otherwise, how can it be that friends are growing weaker? How can it be that they're growing weaker? How can it be that one has time where he's falling asleep, then he has time when he is working, and then he falls asleep, and then again he's working? It shouldn't be so much. I saw it with Rabash, and I too went through such things, but in a state where sometimes I'm in a lesson and I don't quite know what is happening, the brain is half disconnected, there's nothing you can do about it. These are states that we go through. Yesterday I also had that. Maybe you felt that during the lesson a little bit. But it's not that you disconnect, and most importantly, it's not that you don't appreciate these times, that you don't use them correctly. We don't use the time of descent correctly. And I have no one to attach to, nothing to attach to during the descent. I don't feel that I'm being supported. The time of descent is actually the good time when I can cling to the society. The Creator purposefully gives me such conditions that I, even out of lack of choice in a corporeal way, I want to depend on them. And I don't have that. So where is that? Is there such a feeling in the 10, in the group, in this group? Yes.
On what does it depend for a person to see the group the way you describe it? Does it depend on the society? To what extent does it depend on the society or on me? How does it work?
It depends on how much a person feels support in his difficult states, where he feels darkness, where he loses sight of the Creator. He loses sight of spirituality, he feels opaque, blocked. The mind and emotion are not working. Then does he have something to grip when he feels that everything is going away, disappearing, there is no foundation, there is nothing? We see that the friends leave. How come they leave? They don't feel in these states any support. Well,
but some do feel support, that the society is here for them.
Maybe. I don't know. So maybe I don't understand. So I don't know. I see it according to the presence in the lessons, the attendance, according to the number of people who disappear more and more. According to that, I see it. Maybe I'm mistaken. According to the feeling that I see in the society, we don't have that feeling that I feel that I'm being held. Maybe you do. I lack that feeling.
Again, I don't understand. If one leaves the society, is it because he didn't do enough to absorb the spirit in society? Or?
No. What can he do? Why do you blame him instead of the society?
Why are we blaming the society? The society always has the forces. We got the spirit, we got the sources from the lessons. There's no reason for him to live there. It's got a force in it. It's got constant support in it.
Let's say that you're right. What do I care? I said what I said. That's it. I don't feel in the society support in states of descent, in states of falling. I don't feel that I'm falling on the society and I'm getting from it strength, support, that they are holding me, that they're giving me a spirit of life. When I come to the lesson, that's something else. In the lesson, it does happen, but outside of the lesson, there is no connection between me and the group. Maybe it's only I who don't feel the connection. What do you think? How do you feel when you're not in the lesson? Is there a difference? So the physical situation still determines for us how much we are all connected. And I'm talking about inner support. Well, let's continue. What's next?
Excerpt number 3 from Shivat Nefesh, item 37. It is a great merit when a person has the evil inclination, because then he can serve the Creator specifically with the evil inclination, meaning overcome out of the warmth of the evil inclination to extend from it, to continue from it into some work of serving Him. Without evil inclination in a person, his work is not considered as anything.
That is, look how much the ego, the evil inclination, it's not just pulling us towards it, away from the spiritual work, but to the contrary, without it, the spiritual work itself cannot exist. Again,
it is a great merit when a person has the evil inclination, because then he can serve the Creator specifically with the evil inclination, meaning overcome out of the warmth of the evil inclination to extend from it into some work of serving Him, of His work. And if a person has no evil inclination, his work does not count as anything. For this purpose, the Creator places the evil inclination so it spreads over a person to such an extent, and specifically and especially over those who desire to truly come closer to Him, although through its expansion and increasing, it brings a person into great blemishes and flaws. Even so, everything is worthwhile for him, for the good movement, for by the increasing of the evil inclination, a person overcomes it through some movement and runs away from it. And it is priceless for him, for the Creator, than if he served him 1,000 years without the evil inclination. Because all the worlds were created only for man, for all of his merit and importance is because he has such an evil inclination, and he overcomes it.
Maybe again?
We're going to read it again. Exit number 3 from Meshivat Nefesh, item 37. It is a great merit when a person has the evil inclination, because then he can serve the Creator specifically with the evil inclination, meaning overcome out of the warmth of the evil inclination to extend from it into some work, or to continue from it into some work out of serving the Creator. If a person has no evil inclination, his work does not count as anything. For this purpose, the Creator places the evil inclination and lets it spread over a person to such an extent, and even more so on those who truly desire to come closer to Him, although by its expansion and increasing, it makes a person do great iniquities and flaws. Even so, it is all worthwhile for him, for the good movement, for by the increasing of the evil inclination, a person overcomes it through some movement and runs away from it. And this is priceless to the Creator, more than if he served him 1,000 years without the evil inclination. For all the worlds were created only for man. For all his merit and importance is because he has this such an evil inclination, and he overcomes against it.
Let's discuss this together. How do we work with the evil inclination, that without it we have no work, and only by using it correctly we can advance towards the Creator, build systems to start feeling, to start giving and receiving with the Creator, to be in an exchange of words with Him, only thanks to the evil inclination within us.
Again, we have to work on connection, build the center of the ten, center of the group, so that it'll be like a constant reminder that together with the things that are revealed, we create changes that states that change very quickly in support of the society.
We need to sit down when we need to sit for some meeting together and decide on some state of support that we have to build, so we don't fly in the wind like kites constantly. Rather, here we have some mechanism and some tool that I guess we're not using correctly. We need to sit down and make decisions.
Yeah, as Rav said in the beginning of the lesson, the states will only become tougher. And it's all intended for us to start building something that will counter it. And this countering is not something we can build on our own. And that will force us to turn to Him. So we have to build that system, that mechanism.
And the address is also through the friends. We don't work directly against the evil inclination. Rather, we work on strengthening the environment.
Right. We rise above it.
Specifically, when the evil inclination rises, it is the clarion by which the Creator is telling you to connect more, to strengthen the connection with the friends. Maybe this would be a hint for the friends. Let's connect now. Let's read together. It's like a clarion that the friend is calling upon the ten to connect.
Right, and the 10 has to upgrade its values, its spiritual values, so as to see in all the states that happen in the 10 a state of advancement and relate to it correctly.
Because we actually see that this is the best possible material for working with, that by overcoming it, it is actually more valuable in the eyes of the Creator, let's say in the eyes of the Creator, than just doing the work constantly, but without such inversions.
The evil inclination is revealed so as to make room, give a place for the ten to cover it for every friend. And as Chazi said, we have to discuss it in the ten and see what kind of ten we are and how we create support to every friend.
Right, and this is what also allows us to make these movements, when the evil inclination puts us in one place, and then the 10 takes us to a different place, specifically out of this gap, each time anew, we can turn to the Creator. This actually means that's the way we weave the connection with the Creator.
If we prepare this positive, good form of connection, the network of connection between us in advance, we'll always be able to increase it because the bad isn't revealed yet. When it is revealed, we'll have something to rely on what we built before. And then we'll be able to return immediately and keep working on the good connection. This is how the Creator wants us to work, not to wait for our inability to move.
Because we already have all of the conditions, they exist, and we have here a group of people that are all very devoted, they're all trying and dedicating their time, so we just have to tune it correctly, we need to sit and calibrate it.
Excerpt number 4 from Zohar for all Vayera. Man is created in utter wickedness and lowliness, as it is written, when a wild ass's foal is born a man. And all the vessels in one's body, meaning the senses and the qualities, and especially the thought, serve him only wickedness and nothingness all day. And for one who is rewarded with adhering onto him, the Creator does not create other tools instead to be worthy of suitable to be worthy and suitable for reception of the eternal spiritual abundance intended for him. Rather, the same lowly vessels that have thus far been used in a filthy and loathsome way are inverted to become vessels of reception for all the pleasantness and eternal gentleness. Moreover, each kli whose deficiencies had been the greatest has now become the most important. In other words, the measure that they reveal is the greatest.
How do we use correctly the will to receive in a descent, a rejection that we felt, let's say, in a previous state of descent? How do we use it now correctly in a state that we call ascent, let's say? How do we use it correctly? Or we just feel that nice, good state, thank God, I now feel a bit more, I understand a bit more, yes, each time, the rock more. But how do I use the descent that I had? Go ahead. How do we add the darkness to the light? Otherwise, we don't really see light or darkness. Rather, we are just following our mood, our inner sensation. Go ahead.
I think the key is in the state of connection in the group.
Rav, there is darkness and there is light. Let's say right now we have light. If we turn off the electricity, it would be dark. That is something external. This is also how I feel. Darkness versus light. These are two states that I feel, but how do I add them to one another? What does it do in me? Go ahead.
In a state of ascent, we have to remember the state of descent that we had, and that the feeling I felt the descent was because I didn't feel the connection from the society that was holding me. Now I have to understand why it happened, because I didn't invest in society before, and I didn't build this support that has to catch me when I fall.
On the other hand, the descent will come only if I build the right connection with the society, because the Creator never places an obstacle before a blind man. So my focus should be not on my descent, but rather on the friends around me. A direct focus on my descent will never help.
Right. We have to give internal definitions for light and darkness. Let's say that darkness is remoteness from the friends, when I don't think about them, when I have no concern for them.
Right. Maybe this is another a revelation of yet another layer of the will to receive that opens up for us, and we have to restrict the ego's control in such a way of self-importance, self-love that is revealed, and build a masach and or chozer, reflected light. That is our work.
We have to remember the descent that we had yesterday, for example, when I couldn't get closer to the friends, I couldn't bestow upon them, felt repelled by them, etc., etc., and appreciate what the Creator now gives, opposite from that. And every moment, elevate the ten.
Yes, I don't know. I don't quite see such a state of ascent versus descent, except in strengthening the connection between us and the connection between us and the Creator. And all of these states are meant only in order to focus these things more, amplify them, magnify them, polish them, examine them, feel the need for this lack that we have to build, both one towards the others and also the group of the ten towards the Creator. There are many qualities in it that we have to work on.
And this is why we have to make efforts in the ten, to go out of the flawed perception that there's a personal situation.
Moscow, please.
Доброе утро, мировой Кли. Доброе утро, Раф.
Good morning, World Kli. Good morning, Rav. I listened to the explanation you gave in the beginning about the group having to provide us a constant state of security, confidence. We can't hear.
We don't hear you. Не слышно.
Раз, раз. А, вот сейчас... значит, вы давали пояснение,
So, again, you said before the second excerpt that the group has to create a common spiritual center. And at least that's what I heard. You said it's important to focus on two things. One, remember that all the descents are necessary for the purpose of ascending. And then the friend asked the question and you started answering, but I couldn't hear it. Or maybe it's just me. What is the other thing that's important?
We need to build a kli. This is why I'm saying that we don't yet have a kli, because we're not concerned that all of us, in ascents as well as descents, it will be for the benefit of everyone, that we will connect these ascents and descents together. I don't need to enter the individual feeling of each and every one, but we do need to give support, build a ship, right, in which we are all together. That common feeling has to be there. And even though there are those who fall and those who rise, it doesn't matter, but it all works towards the advancement of the ship. And this we don't have yet. So I started from the fact that I felt it very much yesterday, that people are not concerned about creating a common atmosphere. And that is called the group. That is called the society. Even in some groups on the street, I don't know where people are building something, they care to have a special atmosphere that will hold the group together. And we are not concerned about it. I realize that for us it is more difficult because it goes against the ego. The goal is non-egoistical, and from that we get rejection to begin with against connection. But nevertheless, this is what we have to work on. And we don't, none of us is making any efforts to bring himself to connection with the friends, not just connection, but a general collective atmosphere that we are supporting, everyone is supporting everyone. And in all of the ascents and all of the descents, we want to add to that atmosphere that we're building. This is what I talked about. Because this is the building of the Kli, in other words. It's the building of the Kli.
We agreed to make an announcement. We said we would make an announcement on the campus. Can we do it now?
Oh, go ahead, yes.
Okay, so dear friends, dear world, Kli, the Kyiv group is going to give two intro lectures to register students in the campus. There are already 230 people who confirmed their attendance at the lectures, and we ask for your support.
Okay, thank you very much. We need to care, as we talked before. Fine.
New York.
We have New York. No, there are no questions from New York. Minsk.
Tell us, please. We, in our states of ascent and descent, do we go through them at the same time or intermittently, alternately? And do we have to state in both? Should we keep the states of love and help at the same time, or should they alternate?
It's not important to me who's going through ascents, who's going through descents. That's not my problem. I don't determine it. The group doesn't determine it. The Creator determines it. We are all like sfirot in a parzuf. So each and every one has a different style of work, and also we exchange these different kinds of work. It's not that I'm a constant quality in the group and you're something else and he's something else. Rather, these qualities keep on changing. So we do not determine these things. That's not upon us. We only determine how do we add the darkness to the light, the ascents and the descents together, in order to start working with both of them together, such that the light excels out of darkness. Otherwise, we're not amplifying our situation, and we can amplify it only on the condition that it will pass through the general courses of the group, where we will all think together about our common progress. Then the resistance, the common resistance, the resistance against this commonality, this sharing, will join the individual ascents and descents of each and every one, and it will connect us together. And then the Kli will be formed. Are you listening? Only in such a way will the Kli be formed. The individual resistance of each and every one against connecting, bonding with the others, even though later on it will provide him with support. But nevertheless, it is against our inclination. That resistance, if it is added in by everyone, it becomes the coarseness, the oviyut of the Kli. Shorish Aleph, Bet, Gimel, Dale. This is the coarseness that we will have. Right now, we don't have it. We can't say by the group what degree of coarseness it's in. We don't have it. They don't yet want it. They don't yet understand how to connect together. That we want to enter ibur, conception, impregnation. Where is this embryo? Where is this togetherness? We don't have it. Where does this togetherness come from? It comes out of us wanting to connect between us and be as a ship, where these are going through a sense, these are going through the sense, each one has his own role. That doesn't matter, but we hold everyone by wanting to establish such an atmosphere where no one will run away. Run away from the work, from the connection. And then, with such an atmosphere, we're connecting the individual sense and the sense for everyone. And then a partsuf is formed. And in a partsuf, each ten and each one of the ten is functioning according to what he is. But the most important is that everyone is connected together above it.
Oh, but these are states that do they come one after the other or simultaneously?
That's not important for me. It doesn't matter. I'm not talking about the states that come. I do not determine these states. I only determine my attitude, my preparation for them, that whatever comes, and I don't care what it is, whatever comes, even a great wave, we will all be together. That's it. Even if you're going to drown, like Nachshon, we are going to jump to the Red Sea, but together. This is what it's about.
Москва.
Раф, вы еще сказали сегодня, что...
You also said today that the artificial spirit you're trying to awaken in the group isn't working. Do we have anything other than the artificial spirit we're trying to awaken between us?
Yes, we can evoke concern, each one for the friends, concern by each one for the Creator. We talked about that last week, right? But we need to be concerned, to think, to care for the Creator, to give Him contentment, each one of us, to care about Him, to care about the friends in the group, to hold on to them, because without them, I also have no hope of reaching spirituality. So I need to be concerned, corporeally, even egoistically. I need to be concerned. Later on, the reforming light will come upon my concern and will start to process it and give it a spiritual form. But first of all, even the corporeal form we don't have yet.
Просто вы сказали, что вот тот искусственный дух, который...
Rav, you said that that spiritual spirit you're creating isn't working. Meaning, the artificial spirit in itself, is it not working, or is what we are creating now not working?
We're not creating this spirit, artificial or not artificial. We are not in the same direction. We're not in that direction. Where is that ship, that boat? Where is it? What is binding us together so that we feel that we are sailing together? We are concerned about the completeness, the wholeness of our common kli. We don't have it yet. Each one is only in his corner. So he's drilling a hole, and that's it. I'm okay.
No.
Well.
Tulachingo.
Sí, saludos, Rav. Saludos a todo el Kli Mundial.
Tenemos. Yeah. Hello, Rav. Hello, World Kli. There's a question from the group here. What do you do when...
Ellos lo saben. Y aún así no se recibe respuesta. Por favor.
There's a prayer for the friends from the friends, and you don't get a response for the prayer.
Apparently that prayer is not a prayer for the time being. It's like a baby who is nudging, crying, but it is such a cry that the mother sees it's not really important. This is something normal, and she doesn't pay attention to him. That's what we are like. Therefore, the Creator, He understands us, and He doesn't pay attention. There is no sufficient lack in order to start working with it. It's not a lack. But at least keep on crying that way. At least that way. From Lo Lishma we come to Lishma.
BBUK. BBUK.
Доброе утро. Подскажите, пожалуйста, почему...
Good morning. Why does it happen that we feel the importance in investing in the friends only when we get to the lowest point of descent?
Look, usually, when do I need friends? When I feel bad. So I have no idea what to grip. In a descent, when I have no choice and I see that I'm truly about to drop out, and if I care about dropping out, if I don't care, then I just leave. But if I care and I want to hold on to something and I look at the others, they have something and I don't have it, then egoistically I want to hold on to them. This is not what we need to have yet, but at least we start from Lo Lishma. That's a must. Okay. So put down the question mark.
Italy.
Now Italy.
Italy.
Buongiorno Rav. Buongiorno a tutti gli Buongiorno. Amici. Quello che io capisco è che la mia preoccupazione è che l'amico senta questo appoggio, questo sentimento. Come si crea questo? Cosa concretamente bisogna fare? Qual è l'azione?
Ravi, if I understand correctly, my constant concern should be to give support to the friends. How do you concretely let the friend feel my support?
I'm concerned that in the group there would be this spirit, and this spirit will hold each and every one with good mood, optimism, with strength, with an inclination forward. That's what I'm concerned about. As Rabash writes, there's nothing new here. This is written that this is one of the necessary conditions to have in the ten.
Latin America. Latin America too.
Buenas noches, Rav. La pregunta es, en este...
Good evening, Rav. The question is, in the descent that comes, how does the ten activate this brotherhood between them to support the friend when he goes into a descent? How does the ten activate this brotherhood between them so as to influence him?
It shouldn't be in order to influence him, to bestow upon him. We have to constantly influence the group so that they will have this collective spirit of confidence, of joy, the righteousness of the path, this warm feeling that we are all in this, and this feeling should work. It should hold each and every one in the connection. That's it. We don't need to pay attention to some specific friend who is now in some feeling, some mood, in a descent. We shouldn't pay special attention to him. Rather, if you're concerned for the general state in the group, then each one can fall and feel bad or feel good. So what? Let it be. It needs to happen. We cannot do without descents. Specifically from the descents, we get new discernments that later on we feel them in the ascents as light excels out of darkness in the gap between the descents and the ascents. That's where we live. It is impossible without Reshimov of Yud and Reshimov of Hitlabshut, right? We need to have one against the other. Then in between them, the feeling of the Creator is formed in the created being. Okay, now Latin America 7.
Good night, Rav. Good morning, Rav. Good morning, friends. We have an announcement for you. And now, immediately after the morning lesson, we invite all the friends from the World Fleet to the meeting of the Arbut team. We're going to be trying to keep on building this society, to wake up the friends. We are going to be together preparing for both congresses, for Congress in the desert and for the big Congress in Petah Tikva. So, friends, please come to this Arbut team meeting. We have the Zoom ID on the screen. Thank you very much, Rav. Thank you, friends. We are waiting. We are hosting. Latin America is hosting all this meeting for you. We are expecting you. Let's come with all the heart. Open. Thank you, Rav.
I wish you success. We're together with you.
Shalom, Rav and everybody. How can we accelerate this process by the good path?
We need to be in that always. Each and every moment, we need to try to expand it, to give it more forces. This is the general spirit in the society. Imagine to yourself, we are on a boat, on a ship, and in this ship, there is also a sail, let's say, a small one, but it's there. We're all sitting and going, blowing into that sail so that the ship would move forward. And everything depends on this attitude of ours, how much we can inflate this sail. That's it. So you should be concerned about this as much as you do it. And this is with the heart's concern about advancing. You will indeed advance. Don't take my example literally or 100%, because it's not going to happen. Even if you put a big fan there before the sail, it's not going to work. It's all on the same boat, the same ship. You have two contrasting forces here. So according to physics, that's not going to work. But following in our example, it does work. Okay, so we are going to go home and go to work. I just don't understand why today we started at 5, when last night we finished, when was that? At 9 p.m. So who decides on such things? A person who decided yesterday, decided that today we're going to start at 5 a.m., he must not be given the responsibility to decide on times anymore. I don't care who it is, I don't want to know, but don't let this person decide about any schedule anymore. We're done. Somebody else has to be on top of him. They never came to me, they didn't ask me, none of it. I would ask them, why? There are many people who go to sleep on a daily basis after 8, at 9 or even 10 p.m., still they get up for the lesson. So what happened now? People who are here in the lesson, they live in a distance of, what, half a mile away? So we could really study correctly. In short, 1,000 hours, if we take, let's say, 330 people in that attend the lesson times 2 hours that we missed, make the calculation of how many study hours, all in all, we have lost. A person must not decide on such things. He doesn't realize what kind of damage he's causing to himself and to others. Enough of that. If you will work on this responsibly, that's one of the conditions for us to advance. What are we going to do during the day? Duty?
We awaken concern in the friends, concern for the Creator. That's the center of the group, that's one.
Concern for the general spirit, right? The general spirit of the group, so it won't allow anyone to fall even in the hardest, toughest states in the descent or the highest states in an ascent, so that we know how to work with these states and we will advance towards the same goal always together. Good.
Announcement. Evening lesson. You're invited to watch a live lesson this evening on Sviva Tova at 6 p.m. We thank our viewers on TV. Have a good day. The World Kabbalah Convention, connection to the source of life. Friends, students, and dear viewers, you're invited to the World Kabbalah Convention 2020 that will take place between the 25th and 27th of February in Tel Aviv. Pay attention, the early bird registration ends on February 13th. Please hurry up and register. For more details, go to call 1-700-519-219 or go to cab.co.il/convention. This concludes the lesson. Have a good day and great night. Song.
יש קול שמתעורר מבפנים מבקש את הטעם שבחיים האיסורים והמחובים כל שנות החיים למי אנו מהנים ואם נקשיב לכל הקריאה לא נסחף בהבלי הבריאה נגיע לפתרון אחידה על כל הפשעים תכסה אהבה מעשרה עולה תפילה והלב האחד מתמלא עוד הים מעשרה עולה תפילה והלב האחד מתמלא עוד הים עם אור הבוקר בזמן התפילה זמן של חיבור זמן של בחירה ושיר שעולה ונשמע הולך ונגלה מתוך הדממה החברים עומדים בליבי רואים את כל מה שבנשמתי ואין מרחק בינם לביני אין עוד מציאות הם כל עולמי מעשרה עולה תפילה והלב האחד מתמלא עוד הים מעשרה